From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Some encouraging words from Tehran today. Iran was presented with a package of incentives over its nuclear program, and the country's chief negotiator says he sees positive steps in them. President Bush, traveling in Laredo, Texas, responded with his own guarded optimism today.
I have said the United States will come and sit down at the table with them so long as they are willing to suspend their enrichment in a verifiable way. So that sounds like a positive response to me.
Details of the incentives presented by the European Union are still sketchy. By most accounts, they include the offer of light water nuclear reactors for civilian purposes. Carl Vick of The Washington Post is in Tehran, and he describes what else is reported to be in the incentive package.
There have been some reports that it includes specific offers from the United States to relax a bit these sanctions that have been in effect against Iran for many, many years now, including the sale of airplane spare parts to some of the civilian airliners here, the Boeing airliners that they've been sort of scavenging for parts for, and some relaxation of the import of technology for agriculture, basically let them produce some of their crops more efficiently.
I gather there's one more component of these incentives, and that's that the European Union would support Iran's membership in the World Trade Organization. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, that and the airplane parts were things that were floated last year when negotiations were still going on. Those negotiations ended when Iran started enriching uranium again.
Have you been able to detect any movement on the Iranian side in their position on uranium enrichment? In other words, are they willing to suspend that, to give that up?
They say they're not. They say that that's really something that they intend to keep doing. So that's the red line, but, you know, there's wiggle room. They're not enriching right now, and there's wiggle room for them to say, well, we're taking a pause, whether it's a technical pause or a formal announcement of a suspension. Is something that the diplomats will have to decide whether, you know, that's acceptable.
Mm-hmm. The Iranian negotiator, Ali Larijani, today, when he spoke about these positive steps that we mentioned, also said there are ambiguities which should be removed. Any idea what those ambiguities are, or is that ambiguous in itself?
It's ambiguous in itself, as is the translation. I saw another translation that said it should be addressed. Now, he didn't elaborate on that, and we don't quite know what that means. It could be that he's talking about the penalties, which I'm told the EU policy chief, Javier Solana, who presented these today, did not enumerate that this was basically the carrot, and he alluded to the stick and described it, but didn't detail sort of what the downside was for Iran.
In the background, though, there has been the threat of a military option, a military strike on Iran, if all else fails, and according to the State Department, that is not off the table.
Now, the Americans say they'll never take that off the table, because maybe that's the only reason that the Iranians are talking at all. It's very difficult to say. But you definitely are getting the drift out of Washington that this whole overture, this whole offer for the Americans to join the talks and break this 27 years of official silence is predicated on a calculation that the Bush administration, the White House, didn't like the options in front of it. It didn't like the idea that either we have to bomb them or they get the nuclear bomb. So this is diplomacy. This is what President Bush called robust diplomacy, an attempt to avoid real confrontation.
And, Carl, what happens now?
What happens now is Iran digests and debates and assesses this proposal, and the government, which is kind of sprawling, and there's a really unusual structure here, and it's maybe not even so much that structure as the tradition of consultation and consensus among people with power in this country, and some of them are clerics and some are the military, and some are civilian public servants who all bring different views. Some will just never trust America or any outsider, any Western power. Others will think, you know, maybe this is the time to cut a deal and not risk whatever sanctions or penalties are ahead. Because, frankly, there's a lot here that's not going well, and one of the things is the economy. There's pressure from the population from below here, and the government here pays close attention. They're nervous about their population.
Well, Carl Vick, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Carl Vick of The Washington Post speaking with us from Tehran.